Hello, everybody. I thought I'd record this quick video, and I have a Bob. Oh, he's that way. Hanging in the background, hanging on my pile of papers I need to sort out and throw or recycle. So that's me. I chuck them on the floor in a corner when, oh, he thinks they're cozy and comfortable. Anyway, that's Bob. This is Bob, the rescue cat. He's so sweet. He's adorable. But also, I wanted to wear my You Need to Calm Down shirt because I'm going to have a calm little rant this morning because, and then we're going to look at three charts as looking at the astrology of three charts due to news and things that have happened. There's many more charts I could look at, but I thought I'd look at these. And the first chart will be Taylor Swift, then there's going to be King Charles, and then I am going to take a little look at Kate Catherine, Princess of Wales. Okay, so first, my little rant. Last night was huge for women at the Grammys. And I just want to give a shout out for trying to find the joy and celebration in things rather than immediately having to pull people down in whatever way. Even if you wait for a while, even if your criticisms might be valid in some way, we seem to do it with a lot of celebrities, but also particularly women. So since the Grammys, all I can hear is that Taylor Swift, first of all, that she snubbed Celine Dion. Well, you could look at it that way, but let me put another picture in your head a little bit. Celine Dion, this was a surprise appearance. She has stiff person syndrome, I think it's called, which makes you extremely sensitive to noise and touch. And it was a big deal that she was there presenting. And you could see Taylor Swift's face when Celine came out, right? And then, I think she was probably told not to go and hug her, which is Taylor Swift's way because she hugs everybody. And she had that many people to celebrate, all the people that work with her and things, and she wanted to celebrate them as well. And they get a really incredibly short amount of time up there. They're really moved on, no matter if they're the big winner. But anyway, yes, she didn't meet Celine in Celine Dion's eye, and she didn't hug her, and she didn't kind of spend time on her. But it was all happening very quick, and as Taylor Swift took the Grammy, the person behind her, I think, said something, and she kind of looked back and went, as if to say, "Oh my God, look at this! I'm not only winning the fourth Grammy for the album of the year, which is like a record for anybody, but I'm also receiving it from Celine." And then Celine immediately kind of walked backwards, and she didn't stand right behind Taylor Swift like Mariah Carey did with Miley Cyrus. So, it was all very frantic. And maybe Taylor Swift wasn't present. Maybe she was very excited, but they had hugs and things afterwards. So Celine Dion was clearly not offended or snubbed. So can we not just focus on that one little thing? It's just like, Then the other thing, somebody comes on my post going, "I love Taylor Swift, but her CO2 emissions." And I've looked into this a little bit, and yes, she has a private jet, as all these people do. But if you look into the model of her jets, I think there's a newer model that's slightly more efficient that came out since she bought the main one she uses. The make of plane that she uses are more eco-friendly than the other private jets. No private jets are very eco-friendly. And with the way our world is, I don't know how these people are going to travel around the world, quite honestly. They can't just travel coach like you or I, because it would just be bedlam, and they couldn't get where they need to be. So it's not perfect, but private jets are also working on being more efficient. But not only that, Taylor Swift actually loans her private jets out for free to many other people. So all those emissions that get counted by people tracking the actual plane are not just her. Does that excuse pollution completely? Probably not. But again, why do we go straight to that right afterwards? Why do we go? But then there was the other one. And sorry if you listen to this because I love you. You know I do. And you know we've talked about it. But Miley mentioned she may not have worn underwear or she may have forgotten underwear. Billie Eilish cursed, I believe. Anyway, and then there was the snub. And so I saw that these young women did not behave with grace and were not great role models. Well, I'm sorry, that seems very much like, that defining young women's behavior and things. We older people have to kind of back off a little bit with that, quite honestly, because times have changed and that's just the way it is. And I love all three of those young women. So again, can we not bring them down? But also praising Jay-Z. He may have some points about the woman who has won most Grammys, not winning the album of the year. But the album of the year is usually for more than just the music. Beyoncé did not write much of this music in the song. She's not really a big songwriter, okay? And so the Album of the Year award is usually for more than just, the sales or how good the album was and things. It's kind of about this bigger picture I've been reading. Now, maybe that needs to change, but I think it was an insensitive moment, especially coming from a man who has been accused of assault. I don't know if it's true, allegedly. And receiving an award named after a man who also has incredible assault things. Why celebrate him over the women is kind of what I'm saying. But anyway, it was a bit of a Kanye moment, only not as bad, clearly. But the central point to all of this is that all over news, media, social media, everywhere, and if you were one of those, I'm sorry, not sorry. You are examples, it's everywhere of let's go with the but. Let's not celebrate the joy. The whole Grammys was amazing for women. And you know what's one big thing that all these women have in common? They really support other women. Tracy, oh, it was just like amazing. Beyonce and Taylor Swift love each other. They each went to the openings of each other's movies. Women, the awards were spread pretty well amongst a selection of women. Can we just celebrate the joy? Oh. You need to calm down. Anyway, it's my YouTube, my rant, and I will send this out in my Substack. But now I want to get to some astrology, and I'm going to start with, let's have a look, where are we? Taylor Swift's chart. So there's King Charles, but I want to look at the transits. I mentioned in my blog this morning that Taylor Swift has Mercury and Pluto conjunct her Venus for, as she won the award, really. So maybe let's go back to yesterday. So we're on Washington, D.C. time by transits. I'm not going to. So I'm just going to set them at about 7 p.m. My time. Because the awards began, the big awards anyway, they had some lesser ones earlier, began about 6 p.m. my time. So let's go back to yesterday evening. The moon was conjunct her sun, and probably conjunct her sun around when she won her 13th Grammy, the first award, not the one that Celine Dion gave out. As well as that Mercury. I'm on the wrong day. No, it was coming up too. Me and my rants. Anyway, the moon was in her first house and approaching her sun. So that's lovely in itself, okay? But yeah, Mercury was about to move into Aquarius and conjunct her Venus. After that, we've got Mars coming in and Venus coming in. So she's also heading towards her Venus return. This was an epic moment for her. And I think I already mentioned that I kind of think she's going to go stratospheric even more from all of this. Because not only that, all these conjunctions that are happening with Pluto are in a quincunx with her moon. She's got that lovely, tender Cancer moon in the eighth house. Do you know she actually cooks for Travis, her new boyfriend, apparently? And she loves to bake. She bakes people cookies and things like that. She's got that real kind of homemaker side to her. But things are really kind of really blowing up for her and adjusting out of any kind of moon in Cancer, eighth house kind of fears of being vulnerable and visible. There was also the announcement of about her new album, which is very Mercury Pluto on her Venus too. And you know that is a nod. The title of it is a nod to her ex's saying on a post that he had a what was it called? I had it in my mind and now I do not. I should have written this down, but I've got so much to do today and I was just called to go, hey, come on, you know. Anyway, the tortured poets department. He said he had a little WhatsApp group with two other guys called the Tortured Men's Group or something. And one of those ex-girlfriends of one of the other men in that group, Taylor took a picture with her as well. That's like she does these messages all the time. But anyway, that was apparently Joe Alwyn, her ex. Their relationship lasted 6 years, and I'm sure they liked each other very much, but relationships don't work out. Apparently, he does not like being very public and out there. He wanted to keep their relationship really private. That Cancer in the eighth house, which is deeply bonded relationships. But Taylor's more out there. She's Sagittarius sun, like me, by the way. And so I kind of think, you know, this was a nod to going, that didn't work. And it, you know, it was torture for both of us, really, for me to stay hidden in that we can't show everybody, you know, how we feel or things like that, because the Cancer moon is also very vulnerable and lovely and wants to bake for everybody. Anyway, there's Taylor Swift. So now I want to have a quick look at King Charles, because in more sobering news this morning, it would have been as I left my gym. So we are on February the 5th today, and I left my gym. So about 1:30 p.m. Eastern. So let's get that exactly. And at that point, Mercury and Pluto were conjunct. Okay, so yeah. So here we go. Is that him? Yeah. Anyway, it was conjunct. It was square to his moon in Taurus and his North Node in the house of public reputation, visibility, public presence, all that kind of stuff. So this Mercury news, Pluto uncovering, was almost exactly square to his zero moon and to his nodes. And he has the south node in Scorpio here. So all of this was really affecting him. Also, look at this. Ceres is sitting right on his Jupiter. And Ceres is not always all kind and fluffy. And this is on the cusp of his house of health. So, maybe this is to do with a lot of treatment that's coming and so on and so forth. So that was a pretty big announcement for him. I'm sure there's lots of other things we could say, and I'm not going to go forward and look at predictions. But I will say as well, though, his south node is coming towards the very bottom of his chart on Neptune, and is right on his Venus right now. And so that's kind of not very great as well. But to put another wriggle on it even more, Chiron is conjunct the North Node and opposing this. And Chiron is right at the top of his chart. Now, Chiron is the wound and the key to healing. So this may not be fatal. I don't know. But it's a cancer diagnosis. And they said it's not prostate cancer, which, many men get and live for years with prostate cancer. So it's clearly something more because he's withdrawn from public duties, at least for now. So big news. I hope he's okay. I will say Ceres was opposing Uranus as well. Of course, I missed that. So this is right on his house of health. So it's how he needs to go and find new ways to feed his needs and nurture himself and nurture his health. Uranus can be a bit of a shocker as well, and those anaretic degrees are always a little bit challenging, right? So he got a lot of hits for his chart for this diagnosis, but most profound astrologically is that Mercury is news, Pluto often reveals things, and they were almost exactly conjunct on the announcement. Maybe, maybe he got the diagnosis earlier, but it was all square his moon too. So huge. So now I'm going to look at Princess Catherine as well. Because we don't know what's going on with her, and I can't remember the dates, so I just want to look at some bigger picture stuff. I do want to say, look at all this. This is all happening in her house of health. So, Pluto entered Aquarius as she while she was in hospital or after she came out. She does have Mercury and Venus at 6 degrees Aquarius, which is a bit of a hot degree coming up. I'm going to do a whole video on it being a hot degree. But she's got this Capricorn energy. And one thing that really struck me, because I'd never really looked at her chart before. So where is it? Where was it? There's something. Oh, her ascendant, of course. The ascendant is who am I? The Venus star point was on her ascendant from August last year. That might have shone a light on something, but it was also because it was at 20 Leo, and we've had a lot happening around that degree. I actually want to go to the highlighter. So that was that. But then look at this. Her sun and south node were in quincunx to it. And there's been a lot happening on her south node over recent years. I'm not going to speculate on what's wrong with her, but nobody has told us what is wrong. Okay. Nobody has said, they just said it was stomach surgery, but 2 weeks in hospital is really serious. And look at this, opposing this, where Venus and Mars are now, and Mercury is coming over it, is her moon, which is in Cancer, which is often related to the stomach, and that's in the 12th house. So there's a lot. I kind of wonder if something has been going on a bit since, that something's emerged since that star point. Uranus, of course, stationed direct in square to that. So Uranus has been trine her son, and her son's in her house of health. She's been getting a lot of hits. Uranus was on her Chiron, which is in trine to her son, which is right at the start of her house of health as well. Now, Saturn rules her sixth house of health, and that's in Pisces, which is, a more challenging place for it to be. But she's getting so many hits here. Her sun natally, which means that, Uranus would be aspecting it also by a quincunx, and the Venus star point would have aspected it, is also aspecting her Saturn in her third house. And the south node by transit is on her Pallas Athena and has been going over her Saturn. So something quite deeply buried, I think, that's been revealed. And I'm not going to speculate what the cause was because we don't know. But I just wanted to show you how astrology is showing up with people in the news. But my other message is, let's just celebrate that women won almost every award in the Grammys last night. And just put aside the slight criticisms for a while. Put aside the fact that Miley said, "Oops, I might have forgotten to put on underwear." I don't care if she said that. Put aside the fact that Billie Eilish cursed. I actually missed that completely. And put aside the fact of Taylor Swift potentially having snubbed Celine Dion. If Celine Dion wasn't worried, I don't care. So that's my rant for the day. Love you all. Bye.